Irish club in London, in that far off distant land. A Breffni lass was dancing to a well-known Irish band. The music left her lonesome, her tender heart stood still, when her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill. She left her home so young to roam, when she was just a child, where she played around its lovely hills with its rich fruit growing wild. The apple trees all laden down can haunt her memory still. Her heart feels sore to walk once more round dear old Barley Hill. She has everything a girl could need, a partner loyal and true. A ring upon her finger brought tears like morning dew. She'd leave it all if she hears that call, come home to Mahoratlin. She loves it still, old Barley Hill, with the damson trees in bloom. At an Irish club in London, in that far off distant land, a Breffni lass was dancing to a well-known Irish band. The music left her lonesome, her tender heart stood still, when her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill. Those words she said, I will not wed, for I wouldn't feel content, as money cannot bring the joy where my childhood days were spent. As she wiped a tear in another year, she'd return if God should will, to rest at ease neath those lovely trees that bloom round Barley Hill. At an Irish club in London, in that far off distant land, a Breffni lass was dancing to a well-known Irish band. The music left her lonesome, her tender heart stood still, when her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill. When her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill.
My wandering heart back home to Killeshee. Those London girls and New York dames are all just history, 'cause my Lanesboro lady now, she's all the world to me. When I was just 19 years old, adventure was my key to open doors of mystery, lands across the sea. I found myself in London town, exploring all the sights, building McAlpine's blocks by day, chasing girls at night. And in Manhattan's skyline was the focus of my plan. I soon became a Yankee Doodle, Irish pub barman. I was serving shots, cracking jokes, pulling pints of beer, when a beautiful Roscommon brogue came drifting to my ear. She's a Lanesboro lady, but she's all the world to me. That's how she got my wandering heart back home to Killeshee. Those London girls and New York dames are all just history, 'cause my Lanesboro lady now, she's all the world to me. She looked at me and smiled, I saw heaven in her face, and soon she was the only girl I could see in the place. We talked of home and friends we knew, swapped stories of our lives, and 2 years later to the day, she was my darling wife. She's a Lanesboro lady, but she's all the world to me. That's how she got my wandering heart back home to Killisheen. Those London girls and New York dames are all just history, 'cause my Lanesboro lady now, she's all the world to me. She's a Lanesboro lady, but she's all the world to me. That's how she got my wandering heart back home to Killisheen. Those London girls and New York dames are all just history, 'cause my Lanesboro lady now, she's all the world to me. Yes, my Lanesboro lady now, she's all the world to me.
The other ocean, to go back home just one more time, to where your grandma came from. If your children shared the love you feel, and it filled your heart with pride, you are sentimental Irish deep inside. If you're holding on to some sweet dream instead of letting go, if thoughts are filled with memories of times long, long ago, if you love each blade of grass or green from Cork to Dunedin, you are sentimental Irish just like me. You are sentimental Irish with your heart upon your sleeve. Nothing in this world will ever change the way you feel. If you shed a teardrop now and then, and no one else can see, you are sentimental Irish just like me. Do you still recall your mother's words from when you were a child? And sometimes in a crowded room you see your father's smile, and you would give just anything to share this memory. And you are sentimental Irish just like me. You are sentimental Irish with your heart upon your sleeve. Nothing in this world will ever change the way you feel. If you shed a teardrop now and then, and no one else can see, then you are sentimental Irish just like me. Sentimental Irish with your heart upon your sleeve. Nothing in this world will ever change the way you feel. If you shed a teardrop now and then, no one else can see, then you are sentimental Irish. Sentimental Irish, you are sentimental Irish just like me.
Thank you. the 11th of November, just before dawn, near the village of Corran, a new star was born. At hurling and handball was destined to be the greatest exponent that you'll ever see. In the annals of glory, his name is up there with the great Paddy Phelan, Jim Langton and Kerr. His club is Young Ireland's, suffice for to say, his name it is Kerry and they call him DJ. For hurling and sporting and fine artistry, none better in Ireland will you ever see. In the grand black and amber he lines out to play, the pride of Kilkenny, the legend DJ. A sportsman, a gentleman, right to the core, his name never taken, no cards ever shown. To the fine artful craftsman we venture to say, well done Dennis Joseph, well done DJ. 9 All-Star Awards, now the truth I will tell, with All-Ireland medals for both handball as well. If the good Lord should spare us, we'll cherish the day when the great Hall of Fame is bestowed on DJ. When they talk of great hurlers and their praises, they'll sing of the great Jimmy Dye, Nicky Rackard and Ring, Tom Chasty, Mick Mackey, Larry Marr in their day. Amongst all these legends, they'll speak of DJ. And up in Croke Park, in the glorious sunshine, I can still hear the fans sing the Rose of Mankind. Then the ball is thrown in, and they enter the fray. We all shout for Kilkenny and the legend DJ. Hurling and sporting and fine artistry, none better in Ireland will you ever see. In the grand black and amber he lines out to play, the pride of Kilkenny, the legend DJ. Hurling and sporting and fine artistry, none better in Ireland will you ever see. In the grand black and amber he lines out to play, the pride of Kilkenny, the legend DJ. The pride of Kilkenny, the legend DJ.
No matter where I roam, to send memories to a sheltered spot. We'll kneel and pray there for the ones who have gone, and hold their prayers.
When first I saw the love light in your eye, I thought the world held not but joy for me. And even though we've drifted far apart, I never dreamed but what I dreamed of you. I love you as I've never loved before. When first I saw you on the village green, come to me in my dreams of long ago. I've loved you as I've loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet 16. I've loved you as I've never loved before. When first I saw you on the village green, come to me in my dreams of long ago. I've loved you as I've loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet 16.
There are flowers that are rich, flowers that are rare, on the banks where the north gently flows. But the sweetest of all the flowers to bloom was my darling, my Kilkenny rose. Their eyes shone like diamonds, they'd listen so bright. Her smile was the sunshine so fair. And the heart of my beautiful rose was as true as the dew drops sprinkle there. In the bright month of June, neath that Kilkenny moon, to the altar we promised we'd go. But fate played its part and soon broke the heart of my darling, my Kilkenny Rose. Her father objected, said, think of our pride, we could never outlive such a crime. There are plenty of men who are wealthy and then would be all in the world such as I. So they sent her away to a faraway land, a break they told her could be. When the leaves start to fall, it is then we will call, and you may return o'er the sea. A year had passed on when the postman one morn brought a letter to me, and I read, the rose that bloomed in your garden of love has withered, your darling is dead. Now I'm left all alone, this world I must roam, how I'll face every care heaven knows. But at night by that stream I'll meet her in dreams, my darling, my Kilkenny Rose. But at night by that stream I'll meet her in dreams, my darling, my Kilkenny
Rose. How you felt that day when you left from your home, and the ones you loved most hand in hand at the door cried as you walked away all alone. Godspeed you, darling, you take my heart with you. These words, they did strengthen his will, as Pat McNamara, with an ache in his heart, said goodbye to those County Clare hills. As a train left from Ennis with his hopes and dreams, as faith now had taken control, sitting there all alone, he clenched in his hand the suitcase he'd taken from home. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, setting out on his journey to make a new life far away from those County Clare hills. Here now in England, setting off to find work on a train in the darkness of night, hoping soon he could send for young Bridget to come and sweet Annie, his darling young wife. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, setting out on his journey to make a new life far away from those County Clare hills. Bound for the Midlands, the train had pulled off. Out of the window he stared. People waved to each other, but Pat felt alone with a hunger he hardly could bear. It was still dead of night at the train's destination, so he walked through the streets in the cold. Then next morning he watched men jump on a works van. Pat jumped on with the rest of the load. As I stand by your graveside, I think of your life and how things must have been long ago. I'm just honored I've met and shared some of your time. You're now up in heaven, I know. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, never again will he see his sweet home and those beautiful County Clare hills.
across the other ocean, to go back home just one more time, to where your grandma came from. If your children share the love you feel, and it fills your heart with pride, you are sentimental Irish deep inside. If you're holding on to some sweet dream instead of letting go, if thoughts are filled with memories of times long, long ago, if you love each blade of grass or green from Cork to Dunedin, you are sentimental Irish just like me. You are sentimental Irish with your heart upon your sleeve. Nothing in this world will ever change the way you feel. If you shed a teardrop now and then, and no one else can see, then you are sentimental Irish just like me. Do you still recall your mother's words from when you were a child? And sometimes in a crowded room you see your father smile, and you would give just anything to share this memory. Then you are sentimental Irish just like me. You are sentimental Irish with your heart upon your sleeve. Nothing in this world will ever change the way you feel. If you shed a teardrop now and then, and no one else can see, then you are sentimental Irish just like me. You are sentimental Irish with your heart upon your sleeve. Nothing in this world will ever change the way you feel. If you shed a teardrop now and then, no one else can see, then you are sentimental Irish. Sentimental Irish, you are sentimental Irish just like me.
Got my wandering heart back home to Killeshee. Those London girls and New York dames are all just history, 'cause my Lanesboro lady now, she's all the world to me. When I was just 19 years old, adventure was my key to open doors of mystery and lands across the sea. I found myself in London town, exploring all the sights, building McAlpine's blocks by day, chasing girls at night. And then Manhattan's skyline was the focus of my plan. I soon became a Yankee Doodle, Irish pub barman. I was serving shots, cracking jokes, pulling pints of beer, when a beautiful Roscommon broke and drifted into my ear. She's a Lanesboro lady, but she's all the world to me. That's how she got my wandering heart back home to Killeshee. Those London girls and New York dames are all just history, 'cause my Lanesboro lady now, she's all the world to me. She looked at me and smiled, I saw heaven in her face. And soon she was the only girl I could see in the place. We talked of home and friends we knew, swapped stories of our lives. And 2 years later to the day, she was my darling wife. She's a Lanesboro lady, but she's all the world to me. That That's how she got my wandering heart back home to Killeen. Those London girls and New York dames are all just history, 'cause my Lanesboro lady now, she's all the world to me. She's a Lanesboro lady, but she's all the world to me. That's how she got my wandering heart back home to Killeen. Those London girls and New York dames are all just history, 'cause my Lanesboro lady now, she's all the world to me. Yes, my Lanesboro lady now, she's all the world to me.
One evening long ago, sat an old man and his little daughter Nell. Said the girl with Irish glee, as she played on Papa's knee, "You promised me a story you would tell. Come tell me of the past, of my mother dear," she asked. "Come tell me how she used to look," she cried. "Handsome Nell," the old man said, as he slowly bent his head. Tears were in his eyes, he then replied. "She was sweeter than the blossoms on the clover. She was fairer than the evening sunset glow. But I never will forget much I loved her. When your mother took my name long, long ago." We were married, she and I, and in every way we tried to make our house a home of happiness. Till in bright September's morn, on the day that you were born, God took her to a brighter home above. She was sweeter than the blossoms on the clover. She was fairer than the evening sunset glow. But I never will forget how much I loved her. When your mother took my name long ago, in an Irish country home, one evening long ago, said an old man to his little daughter Nell. Though the best of friends must part, she was dearer to my heart, for your mother was the only one I loved. For your mother was the only one I loved.
mountain, I pulled down a big old tree. But my daddy became a mighty big man with a simple philosophy. Do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give your love and all of your heart and do what you do, do well. Sometimes he kissed my mother and held her tenderly. Then he'd look across the top of her head and wink and say to me, do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give your love and all of your heart and do what you do, do well. Man of laughter till tragedy came by. The tears ran free. He said to me, never be afraid to cry. Do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give your love and all of your heart and do what you do, do well. Today I still remember, just like yesterday, a mighty big man with a mighty big heart and a mighty few words to say. Do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, give it your love and all of your heart and do what you do, do well. Give it your love and all of your heart and do what you do, do well.
That morning, I only wish my mother I could see, but she has gone and I'm still here in London, and Ireland again I'll never see. Come back, Paddy, soon again to Ireland. Come back, Paddy, soon again to me. For I know that far off fields greener. Sure, Ireland's a place you ought to be.
My feet may wander,
of November, just before dawn, near the village of Corran, a new star was born. But hurling and handball was destined to be the greatest exponent that you'll ever see. In the annals of glory, his name is up there with the great Paddy Phelan, Jim Langton and Kerr. His club is Young Ireland's, suffice for to say, his name it is Kerry and they call him DJ. For hurling and sporting and fine artistry, none better in Ireland will you ever see. In the grand black and amber he lines out to play, the pride of Kilkenny, the legend DJ. A sportsman, a gentleman, right to the core, his name never taken, no cards ever shown. To the fine artful craftsman we venture to say, well done Dennis Joseph, well done DJ. 9 All-Star Awards, now the truth I will tell, with All-Ireland medals for both handball as well. If the good Lord should spare us, we'll cherish the day when the great Hall of Fame is bestowed on DJ. When they talk of great hurlers and their praises, they'll sing of the great Jimmy Dyke, Nicky Rackard and Ring, Tom Chasty, Mick Mackey, Larry Marr in their day. Amongst all these legends, they'll speak of DJ. And up in Croke Park, in the glorious sunshine, I can still hear the fans sing the Rose of Mankind. When the ball is thrown in and they enter the fray, we all shout for Kilkenny and the legend DJ. Hurling and sporting and fine artistry, none better in Ireland will you ever see. In the grand black and amber he lines out to play, the pride of Kilkenny, the legend DJ. Hurling and sporting and fine artistry, none better in Ireland will you ever see. In the grand black and amber he lines out to play, the pride of Kilkenny, the legend DJ. The pride of Kilkenny, the legend DJ.
There are flowers that are rich, flowers that are rare, on the banks where the Nore gently flows. But the sweetest of all the flowers to bloom was my darling, my Kilkenny rose. Her eyes shone like diamonds that listened so bright, her smile was the sunshine so fair. And the heart of my beautiful rose was as true as the dewdrops sprinkled there. In the bright month of June, neath that Kilkenny moon, to the altar we promised we'd go. But fate played its part and soon broke the heart of my darling, my Kilkenny rose. Her father objected, said, think of our pride, we could never outlive such a crime. There are plenty of men who are wealthy and then would be all in the world such as I. So they sent her away to a faraway land, a break they told her could be. When the leaves start to fall, it is then we will call, and you may return o'er the sea. A year had passed on, when the postman one morn brought a letter to me, and I read. The rose that bloomed in your garden of love has withered, your darling is dead. Now I'm left all alone, this world I must roam. How I'll face every care heaven knows. But at night by that stream, I'll meet her in dreams, my darling, my Kilkenny rose. But at night by that stream, I'll meet her in dreams, my darling, my Kilkenny rose.
I got treasured memories kept inside my mind. To the outside world, not one of them is worth one ten dime. But to me, they mean everything, each one a written line. I can look back and remember and recall each place and time.
Like the day my granddaddy died, I was only three. I remember daddy crying as I sat on his knee. The first time I seen a wedding, the bride all dressed in white, looking like an angel beneath her halo bright. I got treasured memories kept inside my mind. To the outside world, not one of them is worth one tin dime. But to me, they mean everything, each one a written line. I can look back and remember and recall each place and time.
Like the day I got my first guitar, all day I'd pick and sing. And Lord, it must sound awful, those out of tune good strings. But my mama said 'twas beautiful and would ask me sing again. Another treasured memory that I have kept within. I got treasured memories kept inside my mind. To the outside world, not one of them is worth one thin dime. But to me, they mean everything, each one a written line. I can look back and remember and recall each place and time. First time I kissed a girl, I still can almost feel her touch. We thought our love would last forever, but it was just a crush. And the day I held my newborn child, so tiny and small, and my wife, she looked so beautiful, this I treasure most of all.
I got treasured memories kept inside my mind. To the outside world, not one of them is worth one tin dime. But to me, they mean everything, each one a written line. I can look back and remember and recall each place and time.
I got treasured memories kept inside my mind.
She's a Lanesboro lady, but she's all the world to me. That
That's how she got my wandering heart back home to Killeshee. Those London girls and New York dames are all just history. 'Cause my Lanesboro lady now, she's all the world to me. When I was just 19 years old, adventure was my key to open doors of mystery, lands across the sea. I found myself in London town, exploring all the sights, building McAlpine's blocks by day, chasing girls at night. And then Manhattan's skyline was the focus of my plan. I soon became a Yankee Doodle, Irish pub barman. I was serving shots, cracking jokes, pulling pints of beer, when a beautiful Roscommon broke and drifted to my ear. She's a Lanesboro lady, but she's all the world to me. That's how she got my wandering heart back home to Killeshee. Those London girls and New York dames are all just history. 'Cause my Lanesboro lady now, she's all the world to me. She looked at me and smiled, I saw heaven in her face. And soon she was the only girl I could see in the place. We talked of home and friends we knew, swapped stories of our lives. And 2 years later to the day, she was my darling wife. She's a Lanesboro lady, but she's all the world to me. That's how she got my wandering heart back home to Killeshee. Those London girls and New York dames are all just history. 'Cause my Lanesboro lady now, she's all the world to me. She's a Lanesboro lady, but she's all the world to me. That's how she got my wandering heart back home to Killeshee. Those London girls and New York dames are all just history. 'Cause my Lanesboro lady now, she's all the world to me. Yes, my Lanesboro lady now, she's all the world to me.
Your love and all of your hearts and you are
do well. Today I still remember, just like yesterday. A mighty big man with a mighty big heart and a mighty few words to say. Do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give it your love and all of your heart, and do what you do, do well. Give it your love and all of your heart, and do what you do, do well.
It was Boston City gave me birth so many years ago. And my forebears came from Ireland, from Erin's in Mayo. And they placed aboard a ship to leave. I often heard them say, it was lovely sawing harbor at the side of Lexard Bay. And now that I have come once more to dear old Erin's shore, to view ancestral homesteads in the parish of Kilmore, to see they left upon that summer's day. And lovely sawing harbor at the side of Lexar Bay. I landed down in Ginnam's town, where I met people grand. I told them what had brought me back to dear old Ireland. They showed me where my people lived before they went away. Near lovely sawing harbor at the side of Lexar Bay. I stood enchanted by the scenes that soon did reach my eyes. This lovely land my people left when they were forced to fly. The fields so green, the skies so blue upon that summer's day. And lovely sawing harbor at the side of Lexar Bay. I'm going back to Boston town, but not there to abide. And I'll take home my family across the ocean wide. I'll spend when I come back to stay near lovely sawing harbor at the side of Lexar Bay. Near lovely sawing harbor at the side of Lexar Bay.
Just how you felt that day when you left from your home, and the ones you love most hand in hand at the door cried as you walked away all alone. Godspeed you, darling, you take my heart with you. These words, they did strengthen his will. As Pat McNamara, with an ache in his heart, said goodbye to those County Clare hills. As the train left from Ennis with his hopes and dreams, as Faith now had taken control. Sitting there all alone, he clenched in his hand the suitcase he'd taken from home. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, setting out on his journey to make a new life far away from those County Clare hills. Here now in England, setting off to find work on a train in the darkness of night, hoping soon he could send for young Bridget to come and sweet Annie, his darling young wife. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, setting out on his journey to make a new life far away from those County Clare hills. Bound for the Midlands, the train had pulled off. Out of the window he stared. People waved to each other, but Pat felt alone with a hunger he hardly could bear. It was still dead of night at the train's destination, so he walked through the streets in the cold. Then next morning he watched men jump on a works van. Pat jumped on with the rest of the load. As I stand by your graveside, I think of your life and how things must have been long ago. I'm just honored I've met and shared some of your time. You're now up in heaven, I know. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, never again will he see his sweet home and those beautiful County Clare hills.
By old Fangle, and her car in the very latest style. She's the belle of every bar in Colorado, but you see a sadness even when she smiles. She has everything a girl could ever ask for. Only happiness her money cannot buy. For whenever someone says, how are things in Ballyhays, you can see the tears in Mary's summer's eyes. Then she thinks about Loch Sheelan, and she gets that awful feeling as her memories go stealing back to happy yesterdays and Mary's summer's wishes. She could trade in all her riches for the misty cabin and a shack in Ballyhays. Now Mary was a girl of much much ambition. And she met and wed a very wealthy man. He can give her all except for things she wishes. For his plans are much too big for Ireland. So tonight she'll go to sleep on satin pillows, and in restless dreams again she knows she'll hear the lovely Emily calling, please come back to me. When she wakes, her satin pillows wet with tears. Then she thinks about Loch Sheelan, and she gets that awful feeling as her memories go stealing back to happy yesterday. And Mary Summers wishes she could trade in all her riches for the misty hills of Cavan and a shack in Ballyhay. And Mary Summers wishes she could trade them all for riches for the misty hills of Cavan and a shack in Ballyhay.
Club in London, in that far off distant land, a Breffni lass was dancing to a well-known Irish band. The music left her lonesome, her tender heart stood still, when her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill. She left her home so young to roam, when she was just a child, where she played around its lovely hills with its rich fruit growing wild. The apple trees all laden down can haunt her memory still. Her heart feels sore to walk once more round dear old Barley Hill. She has everything a girl could need, a partner loyal and true. A ring upon her finger brought tears like morning dew. She'd leave it all if she hears that call, come home to Mahoratlin. She loves it still, old Barley Hill, with the damson trees in bloom. At an Irish club in London, in that far off distant land, a Breffni lass was dancing to a well-known Irish band. The music left her lonesome, her tender heart stood still, when her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill. Those words she said, I will not wed, for I wouldn't feel content, as money cannot bring the joy where my childhood days were spent. As she wiped a tear in another year, she'd return if God should will, to rest at ease neath those lovely trees that bloom round Barley Hill. At an Irish club in London, in that far off distant land, a Breffni lass was dancing to a well-known Irish band. The music left her lonesome, her tender heart stood still, when her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill. When her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill.
There are flowers that are rich,
flowers that are rare on the banks where the Nore gently flows. But the sweetest of all the flowers to bloom was my darling, my Kilkenny rose. Her eyes shone like diamonds, they glistened so bright. Her smile was the sunshine so fair. And the heart of my beautiful rose was as true as the dew drops sprinkled there. In the bright month of June, near that Kilkenny moon, to the altar we promised we'd go. But fate played its part and soon broke the heart of my darling, my Kilkenny rose. Her father objected, said, think of our pride, we could never outlive such a crime. There are plenty of men who are wealthy and then would be all in the world such as I. So they sent her away to a faraway land, a break they told her could be. When the leaves start to fall, it is then we will call, and you may return o'er the sea. A year had passed on when the postman one morn brought a letter to me, and I read, the rose that bloomed in your garden of love has withered, your darling is dead. Now I'm left all alone, this world I must roam, how I'll face every care heaven knows. But at night by that stream, I'll meet her in dreams, my darling, my Kilkenny rose. But at night by that stream, I'll meet her in dreams, my darling, my Kilkenny
of Rosslare Harbor are fading from my view. Alone on board the ferry as I sail away from you, the dreams and plans we cherish as we share those last few years, they're slowly being extinguished. They run down my face. This heart of mine is breaking, it's pounding in my breast. Still everybody tells me, sure you know it's for the best. But today I lose my best friends as I leave you both behind. Both you, my love, and Ireland will be always on my mind. The lights of Rosslare Harbor are fading from my view. Alone on board the ferry as I sail away from you, the dreams and plans we cherish as we share those last few years, they're slowly being extinguished. They run down my face in tears. I'm sitting by the window as the ship sails out to sea. The flashing lights of Tusker, they're my only company. and for a few brief moments, as we share our last farewell, who knows how long 'twill be before I see her lights again. The lights of Rosslare Harbor are fading from my view, alone on board the ferry as I sail away from you. The dreams and plans we cherish as we share those last few years, they're slowly being extinguished, they run down my face in tears. They're slowly being extinguished, they run down my face in tears.
Oh,
is in my soul. My feet may wander a thousand places, but my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal. And then tomorrow we'll take a walk down to St. Mary's, to a sheltered spot. We'll kneel and pray there for the ones who have gone, and hold their prayer.
Before dawn, near the village of Corran, a new star was born. At hurling and handball was destined to be the greatest exponent that you'll ever see. In the annals of glory, his name is up there with the great Paddy Phelan, Jim Langton and Kerr. His club is Young Ireland's, suffice for to say. His name it is Kerry, and they call him DJ. For hurling and sporting and fine artistry, none better in Ireland will you ever see. In the grand black and amber he lines out to play, the pride of Kilkenny, the legend DJ. A sportsman, a gentleman, right to the core, his name never taken, no cards ever shown. To the fine artful craftsman we venture to say, well done Dennis Joseph, well done DJ. 9 All-Star Awards, now the truth I will tell, with All-Ireland medals for both handball as well. If the good Lord should spare us, we'll cherish the day when the great Hall of Fame is bestowed on DJ. When they talk of great hurlers and their praises, they'll sing of the great Jimmy Dye, Nicky Rackard and Ring, Tom Chasty, Mick Mackey, Larry Marr in their day. Amongst all these legends, they'll speak of DJ. And up in Croke Park, in the glorious sunshine, I can still hear the fans sing the Rose of Monkine. When the ball is thrown in and they enter the fray, we all shout for Kilkenny and the legend DJ. Hurling and sporting and fine artistry, none better in Ireland will you ever see. In the grand black and amber he lines out to play, the pride of Kilkenny, the legend DJ. Hurling and sporting and fine artistry, none better in Ireland will you ever see. In the grand black and amber he lines out to play, the pride of Kilkenny, the legend DJ. The pride of Kilkenny, the legend DJ.
London,
and Ireland again I'll never see.
She said, come back, Paddy, soon again to Ireland. Come back, Paddy, soon again to me. For I know that far off fields they do look greener. Sure, Ireland's a place you ought to be.
Flowers that are rich, flowers that are rare, on the banks where the Nore gently flows. But the sweetest of all, the flowers to bloom, of my darling, my Kilkenny rose. Their eyes shone like diamonds, they glistened so bright, her smile was the sunshine so fair. And the heart of my beautiful rose was as true as the dew drops sprinkled there. In the bright month of June, near that Kilkenny moon, to the altar we promised we'd go. But fate played its part, and soon broke the heart of my darling, my Kilkenny rose. Her father objected, said, think of our pride, we could never outlive such a crime. There are plenty of men who are wealthy, and then would be all in the world such as I. So they sent her away to a faraway land, a break they told her it would be. When the leaves start to fall, it is then we will call, and you may return o'er the sea. A year had passed on, when the postman one morn brought a letter to me, and I read. The rose that bloomed in your garden of love has withered, your darling is dead. Now I'm left all alone, this world I must roam, how I'll face every care heaven knows. But at night by that stream, I'll meet her in dreams, my darling, my Kilkenny rose. But at night by that stream, I'll meet her in dreams, my darling, my Kilkenny rose.
just how you felt that day when you left from your home. And the ones you love most, hand in hand at the door, cried as you walked away all alone. Godspeed you, darling, you take my heart with you. These words, they did strengthen his will. As Pat McNamara, with an ache in his heart, said goodbye to those County Clare hills. As the train left from Ennis with his hopes and dreams, as faith now had taken control, sitting there all alone, he clenched in his hand the suitcase he'd taken from home. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, setting out on his journey to make a new life far away from those County Clare hills. Now in England, setting off to find work on a train in the darkness of night, hoping soon he could send for young Bridget to come and sweet Annie, his darling young wife. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, setting out on his journey to make a new life far away from those County Clare hills. Bound for the Midlands, the train had pulled off. Out of the window he stared. People waved to each other, but Pat felt alone with a hunger he hardly could bear. It was still dead of night at the train's destination, so he walked through the streets in the cold. The next morning he watched men jump on a works van. Pat jumped on with the rest of the load. As I stand by your graveside, I think of your life and how things must have been long ago. I'm just honored I've met and shared some of your time. You're now up in heaven, I know. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, never again will he see his sweet home and those beautiful County Clare hills.
By old Fangle, and her cart in the very latest style. She's the belle of every bar in Colorado. But you see a sadness even when she smiles. She has everything a girl could ever ask for. Only happiness her money cannot buy. For whenever someone says, how are things in Ballyhays, you can see the tears in Mary's summer's eyes. Then she thinks about Loch Sheelan, and she gets that awful feeling as her memories go stealing back to happy yesterdays and Mary's summer's wishes. She could trade in all her riches for the misty cabin and a shack in Ballyhays. Mm-hmm.
much ambition. And she met and wed a very wealthy man. He can give her all except for things she wishes. For his plans are much too big for Ireland. So tonight she'll go to sleep on satin pillows, and in restless dreams again she knows she'll hear the lovely Emily calling, please come back to me. When she wakes, her satin pillows wet with tears. Then she thinks about Loch Sheelan, and she gets that awful feeling as her memories go stealing back to happy yesterday. And Mary Summers wishes she could trade in all her riches for the misty hills of Cavan and a shack in Ballyhay. And Mary Summers wishes she could trade them all for riches for the misty hills of Cavan and a shack in Ballyhay.
Bells of Dublin in this lonely waiting room, and the paper boys are singing in the rain. Not too long before they take us to the airport and the noise to get on board the transatlantic plane. We have nothing left to stay for, we have no more left to say, and there isn't any work for us to do. So farewell, me boys and girls, another bloody flight of ours. Our best asset is our best export. It's not more the fear of famine that makes us leave this time. We're not going to join McAlpine's fusiliers. We got brains and we got vision, we got education too, and we just can't throw away these precious years. So we walk the streets of London and the streets of Baltimore, and we meet at night in several Boston bars. We're the leaders of the future, but we're far away from home, and we dream of you beneath the Irish stars. As we look to Ellis Island and the lady in the bay, and Manhattan turns to face another Sunday, we just wonder what you're doing to bring us all back home. As we look forward to
another Monday. Because it's not the work that scares us. We don't mind an honest job. And we know things will get better once again. So a thousand times adieu. We've got Bono and you too. And all we're missing is the Guinness and the rain. So switch off those new computers, 'cause the writing's on the wall. We're leaving like our fathers did before. Take a look at Dublin Airport, or the boat that please not fall. There'll be no youth unemployment anymore. Because we're over here in Queensland and in parts of New South Wales. We're on the seas and airways and the trains. But if we've seen better days, those big airplanes go both ways, and we'll all be coming home to you again. And we'll all be coming home to you again.
Stones and move the clay. Shuffle now with their heads held down on the streets of Camden Town.
Oh,
the man who built the motorways. The days were hard, the nights were good. They owned the streets of Cricklewood. They sang the songs of home, but now they sing alone. The man who built the motorways. And no amount of alcohol will ever numb the pain. The men who spend their lives sheltering from the rain.